We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code KATE.
Oh, because all opinions matter. And George Soros will pay good money for them. The show starts now.
Democratic presidential candidate Joseph Biden today faces a controversy. 3 weeks ago at a debate at the Iowa State Fair, he used phrases identical to those delivered by British Labour Party leader Neil Kinnock.
Biden seemed to be claiming Kinnock's vision and life as his own.
Biden admitted today that he committed plagiarism when he was in law school. He said it was a mistake, but that it was unintentional.
He quoted 5 pages of someone else's work without proper citation.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School.
Now Biden says Newsweek is right. His memory had failed him.
Not all of you are committed to my husband, and I respect that. Your candidate might be better on, I don't know, health care than Joe is. But you've got to look at who's going to win this election. And maybe you have to swallow a little bit and say, okay, I sort of personally like so-and-so better.
Oh, it just never gets old to listen to. Jill Biden. You just swallow a little bit.
It reminds me of my wedding. When my wife stood up and said, it's the best I'm going to do, I guess.
Thank you. Thanks for that, Uncle Milty. Well, welcome to the show. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Can you imagine your spouse getting up there? You're running for president, and you're such a low-life scum that your wife has to actually say, just swallow a little bit. You might like everyone else better. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty bad. But, you know, you get tired after waving at the 3-car train for Biden, and it's just tough. It's just tough. It's just... Anyway, we were just talking about this off the air, and I want to share with you in this hour a little bit of the plans to disrupt the election and what they have planned. They met over the summer. There was a group, Podesta and his ilk, and they made some decisions, some things that they would like to have happen. We'll see if it actually does, but there are some things I'd like to go over. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty here, katedalyradio.com, katedalyradio.com, and for all the podcasts. And let me tell you, there was a prediction made. You just love the predictions that are coming out because it's like, this guy predicted 96% of the elections. Okay, so this guy, Pollster, who got the 2016 election right. A lot of people got the 2016 election right. Anyway, this guy was interviewed. And he said, basically, it'll look like he's winning, but he won't get the electoral votes. Electoral college votes. Okay. So this is what they keep trying to put out there. And I thought that was interesting, but because it just seems like the last three or four articles I've read, the prediction guys all seem to be saying Biden's going to be the guy. And okay, so I do want to talk about this because I do think this is very it's very telling. We have a lot going on. We have gun ownership going up in blue states. We've got all kinds of stuff to talk about today. But I do want to talk about this first. This was This was coming from a point of view that is very much in favor of taking Trump out of the White House, either by force or not, and trying to get everybody to believe that even though nobody showed up for Biden, he never did really any real campaigning except for the media campaigning for him, that people would actually vote for him. And so this article came from that point of view. This is what I call more of a mainstream article viewpoint. And they were committed to figure out how to take the White House from Trump. And they were also committed to the idea that Trump is going to stay regardless. Now, they kept putting that out there, right?
Yeah, they call it the Trump coup.
And so what they do then is put it out there and say that he's going to lose and not leave the White House. Now, he never said that when they were first saying this, okay?
Nope.
But they put the idea out there, and then if he stays, he's the bad guy. You know what I mean? So
yep.
they put him in a little bit of a trap. And they said, look, the anti-coups have succeeded, the coups have succeeded. And they referred back to 1988. And they said, despite the circumventing, you know, electoral laws and repression of universities and media and ethnic cleansing, Serbia was still holding elections of a sort, and an activist group called Otpor formed around the goal of driving their leader, Serbia's leader, from power, and began hundreds of these little small actions of resistance around the country to counter pervasive fear of that regime. Gee, do we see that going on right now? Yeah. Here in America. So its plan was that the activists would compel the regime to call the election, and they would create this massive turnout around a united opposition candidate, and they would join other non-governmental organizations. Got to be really careful with those in carefully monitoring election results, so they would they could document their victory, and then they would use mass non-compliance leading up to a general strike if the president refused to step down in Serbia. And so in 2000, Otpor pushed 18 of Serbia's squabbling opposition parties to form this coalition to support a unity candidate, and promising to deliver 500,000 votes to the unity candidate.
Nice.
But then threatening to put 100,000 protesters at the door of any politician who betrayed it, this coalition. And so so it went on, and then they announced a deadline for him to concede, and 200,000 people demonstrated in Belgrade, and the opposition called on the population throughout the country to perform any acts of civil disobedience that they have at their disposal. Very interesting that they were doing all of this. Miners struck TV and radio stations, opened their airwaves to opposition voices, and as the deadline approached, cars and trucks were filling the highways. Police put up roadblocks, and they were ordered issues to shoot, but then seeing the size of all the convoys, they abandoned their barricades. And 500,000 people gathered in Belgrade, and police fired tear gas. But when the crowd stood its ground, police began running away or joining the crowd. And the opposition candidate declared victory, and their president accepted his defeat. And so basically what they were talking about in this was a group called the Transition Integrity Project. Transition Integrity Project. Remember, every headline that they usually put out or label or group is usually opposite of what it actually is. And that's sad. Held a series of war games. And this was June and July. They held a series of war games, and with more than 100 current former senior government campaign leaders and all these other what they call experts to review these possible scenarios for the upcoming election. And they said this. They said, we assess with a high degree of likelihood that November's elections will be marked by chaotic legal and political landscape. They just left out the part that said, because we're going to make that happen.
Right.
Yeah. We also assess that President Trump is likely to contest the result by both legal and extra-legal means in an attempt to hold on to power. Recent events, including the president's own unwillingness to commit to abiding by the results of the election. Gee, they don't even know what those are yet. They're pretty certain he's not going to leave. Right? Kind of interesting. The attorney general's embrace of the president's groundless electoral fraud claims.
Groundless?
Yes. And the unprecedented deployment of federal agents to put down left-wing protests. Let me say that again. The unprecedented deployment of federal agents to put down left-wing protests. Well, yeah, when they're violent. Yeah, that's what happens. Underscore the extreme lengths to which President Trump may be willing to go in order to stay in office. This is their presumptive message to America. Mm-hmm. They're causing all of this, but this is their message, as if they have a crystal ball and can see this happening, and they're not doing anything to provoke it. It's very... Well, it's just part of their MO. But these are their likely scenarios. Trump's refusal to concede. Barr's opening investigation of vote-by-mail fraud allegations and Democratic ties to Antifa. And rival election of pro-Trump electoral college slates by Republican state legislatures. And meanwhile, Trump would call for armed supporters to challenge pro-Biden demonstrators. You mean the violent ones? Yeah. Leading to multiple killings of demonstrators. Trump says he will invoke the Insurrection Act to teach anti-American terrorists a lesson. All this before Thanksgiving. This is what they put out there. Yeah. They also said, except in the case of a big Biden win, all these scenarios would bring us to the brink of catastrophe, massive disinformation campaigns, violence in the streets, constitutional impasse. But if Biden wins, it'll be great, rainbows, lollipops, and for all. And everything will be happy, and everyone will be nice, and no chaos whatsoever.
Well, I'm voting for Biden.
I just shook my head when I got to that. I thought, you've got to be kidding me. But this is, honestly, they got together this summer and decided all this. We'll talk a little bit more about it. But they wanted a disruption at the post office, plans to intimidate voters, prevent full vote counting. Are all underway right now. And they were maintaining that after Election Day, Donald Trump may win or lose, but he will never concede. See, don't you just love how they're putting this out there? Like it's fact.
Fact for Hillary.
Well, there you go. So they can put it in everyone's minds ahead of time as this thing that's going to happen that was never going to happen. But this is how they do it.
Well, this
they twist
is...
it.
This is the reason for all the polls saying constantly that he's losing, because they're going to convince enough people that he can't win, that when he does win, they're still going to say he lost.
Yeah.
He's going to demand, no, I won.
Yeah.
And it's going to create this whole scenario.
Yeah. So they were actually really smart in the way they have gone about this to sort of brainwash all of us and kept putting it out. Zuckerberg, all of them they've kept this up. They've kept putting this up. So when I come back, we want to talk about some of their plans and possibly what Trump could do to thwart all of this, which would be to the extreme, I admit, but very compelling. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. You don't want to miss this. KateDalyRadio.com. KateDalyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hi.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Show. Welcome back, and glad you're tuned in too. We're talking just a little bit about the upcoming election, and as we inch closer to it, it's sort of like election month. November is. It's not really election day anymore. It's strange. And so I wanted to continue on this path a little bit. We're citing the group that got together and some of their plans. There was a group that got together that is called the Transition Integrity Project. They are anything but integrity there. William Crystal, John Podesta, boy, you name it, is in on this group. Anyway, they have about 100 people that got together over the summer to make plans for how they wanted things to go for the election, telling everyone that there was going to be chaos, but they didn't really tell everyone they were going to be the instigators of the chaos.
Mm-hmm. The best and brightest of the progressive best and communist brightest. Takeover.
Jeez, yes. Former Republican chair person in this group, too. Mm-hmm. It's kind of interesting. Okay, so they got together. They decided that this is what they were going to do, and they had a guide and these red lines and these templates for power maps of forces to influence, tactics, brainstorming sheets, and other planning tools. And it outlines all these targeted actions to, well, basically undermine the pillars of support for what they call the illegal Trump regime. You know, when just because he's president. Anyway, it calls for a mass popular mobilization based on disciplined nonviolence, right? They say they're nonviolent, even though they're calling for violence and paying for it. They're paying people to be violent. Anyway, violence will backfire badly, they said, against the side that uses it. Although we use it, we don't want anyone else to know. So we're going to fund all these groups with Soros's money, but they're not going to be tied to us. So then it discussed all these tactics, including displaying symbols of protest, engaging in demonstrations, marches, nonviolent blockades. You know, I've just seen very violent things happening. It's interesting that they put this out there like this. Well, of course, they couldn't say they were violent, because if they admitted it, you know, they couldn't work like this. So deliberate work slowdowns, boycotts of all kinds, divestment, refusing to pay certain fees, bills, all these different things. And that they needed volunteers to assist with voter registration. Mm-hmm. Mobilizing large numbers should law enforcement and right-wing militias. It can't just be a militia in America. It has to be a right-wing militia. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. To show up at the polling places.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In order to intimidate voters.
We're famous for that. I remember the last time that happened. Wasn't it a bunch of, what were they called? Black power guys standing in front of the polls.
Yeah. Those are the only people,
that ever did it.
Right. They want to intimidate voters, block the right wing from challenging legitimate voters and ballots. Isn't that funny? I mean, it's like opposite day. Okay. And then lay the groundwork for massive civil disobedience. Should the Trump administration attempt to forestall the elections and refuse to recognize the results? You know, they sound very certain. They have made all these plans because they sound very, very certain that Trump is not going to accept the results of the election. So, they said so far, the Trump presidency has been an era of mass resistance, an upwelling of direct action that became known as the Trump resistance, simply the resistance. A social science organization called Crowd Counting Consortium. They listed more than 8,700 protests with 6 to 9 million participants in the first year of the Trump administration. You mean the people that were in the streets screaming to the sky, the weirdos?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the ones with vagina hats on and the weirdos? Okay. Anyway, the Black Lives Matter protests following George Floyd situation, I'll call it a situation right now, constituted the largest mass uprising in the U.S., Well, they failed to mention that they coordinated the media to do that and to push that narrative. But OK. And then they talked about all these groups that they were in charge of. Color of Change, Indivisible, Move On. Move On was the same organization, I think, that funded Evan McMullen for president under Hillary, but pronounced him a conservative. Fight Back Table, Service Employees International Union, and
The SEIU.
And Democracy Defense Nerve Center. Sounds fun. But taking off from this Transition Integrity Project war game that they decided to have in the summer, they basically had begun to chart out what it would take to stand up to this multi-state communications arm to fight disinformation. They're the ones doing the disinformation, but they want they wanted to tell you to that, you know, they are going to fight it, the disinformation they're putting out. Anyway. And go for massive public unrest. And so they have done a group called Protect the Results, a joint project of Indivisible and Stand Up America. I think Romney was actually part of Stand Up America, supported by other 80 other groups. So when you see a group called Protect the Results, these are the bad guys. These aren't the good guys. And they wanted to have this civic creed, no less, to let all citizens vote. Because, you know, you right-wing militias and you right-wing people out there that'll prevent the people from voting. It's them. They're preventing the people from voting.
Sure they are.
Yeah. So basically, they talked about senior leaders at the Pentagon speaking out on the condition of anonymity, acknowledged they were talking amongst themselves what to do if Mr. Trump, see how they won't even call him president? Mr. Trump, still be president. From election day to inauguration day, invokes the Insurrection Act and tries to send troops up the streets, threatens to do the protests against police brutality and systematic racism, because of course that exists in their world. These people are so messed up. They're really messed up. And so they talked about, doing all these little things, resisting the rise of tyranny. After all, they're dealing with an aspiring tyrant who lionizes, but you love how they keep using that word, lionizes someone who shoots down demonstrations in the street.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of things going on, and, mm-hmm. and there it's like a lot of little things that when you start adding them up,
mm-hmm.
like that Admiral McCraven.
Yes, that was the guy that says, make your bed.
Yeah, I mean, he was real popular and gave a great speech entitled Make Your Bed, which we used to play all the time.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, this guy comes out, mm-hmm. announces he's voted,
mm-hmm.
not voting.
Right.
He has voted for Biden and calls President Trump a traitor,
mm-hmm.
says he has destroyed our military,
mm-hmm.
our relationships with our allies, our intelligence services. He's just destroyed mm-hmm. the country.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of that happen.
Me neither. And I don't see too many like him. You notice that? There's not too many of that kind of ilk that would, that would come out in favor of a communist, total communist president. But this group had issued, they said the group People Strike had issued a pledge of resistance, that occupy civic squares on Wednesday, November the 4th to occupy state capitals and that November and on Saturday, November the 7th and engage in strategic rolling strikes after that, continuous after that. They're going to be mass mobilization in more than 1,000 locations that they've pinpointed. In your major cities, of course.
And all of these groups are going to be telling you mm-hmm. the president lost the election and refuses to leave office.
Yeah. Yeah. Insisting upon the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Isn't this, it's sad at best that these people can get together and do this and blame the situation instead of themselves for provoking the situation. But to go to this length of trying to diagram and put into charts and power maps and all of these things that they're going to do, and then pay people to do it on the down low so it doesn't look like it's their group. So they're coming in as this group looking like they are a pillar of society while they're paying the people to do all this violence. It is. It's really sad. And I didn't know if anyone listening had heard of the Transition Integrity Project, but it's quite bizarre who is, you know, involved in it. And I think, you know, you have a kind of a mix. You have a mix of anti-Trumpers in the Republican establishment, and then you have people that also are, you know, basically your John Podestas. Those sick individuals. But here's some people. Michael Steele, former chair of the Republican National Committee, John Podesta, Jennifer Granholm, former governor of Michigan. Boy, they've had some winners in Michigan. Trey Grayson, Donna Brazil, William Kristol, Ed Luce, journalist, Max Boot, journalist, David Frum, journalist. These are just some of the people that are in this group.
I can't believe they're calling them journalists.
Yeah. And the whole thing was done by Rosa Brooks. This whole, it was initially organized late 2019, a year ago, by Rosa Brooks, who is a law professor at Georgetown, former Pentagon senior official. Wasn't she under Obama?
I'm not sure.
Anyway, yeah, it's a winner. It's a winning group there. But their methodology was this simulation exercise. So they had all these different exercises of going after Trump and all the different strikes and the different things they were going to do. And then honestly, there was only one scenario where Biden won. Now, the interesting part about this is, just to kind of give you food for thought, what if Trump arrested Biden before the election?
Hmm.
They didn't account for that. What if he was able to arrest him for crimes with Ukraine and China before the election? It's one of the only ways, because they are not prepared for that. That wasn't in their simulation exercise.
You better hurry up.
You think? Very interesting thought. You know, and you start to think outside the box a little bit of what could be done, because they did not account for different scenarios.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you kind of have to wonder what Trump and his people are coming up with in order to thwart this, because they certainly have been getting together to plan so much of this for so long that you kind of, it's amazing to me that the only scenario involving Biden winning was the one where we had lollipops and rainbows. Everything else was a chaotic mess. But I do find it, I've been trying to think outside the box a little bit on what Trump could do at this point.
It's all real interesting, but I just think that Trump is too far ahead of the game for any of it to work.
Well, I actually think he'll take the second. I agree with Cheryl Atkinson. He'll take the second term. They said a lot of these same things before the last election. Even though that rolled out a little bit, it didn't really go very far.
No.
So I just thought I'd let you guys know that this group has been meeting. Yeah. Anyway, be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
To understand the New York Times effect on man. Don't you love that line? Trying to understand the New York Times effect on man. You know, they sing so high that it's hard to sometimes listen to the words they're singing. But I thought that was just a fantastic line. Welcome back. Boy, the New York Times has an effect. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show, and I have Uncle Milty with me. So much to say, but I do want to say, get to Balance of Nature. Order the product. You can't go wrong with 31 fruits and vegetables a day, right? I mean, you literally, how do you go wrong with that? It's amazing. So what are you waiting for? Make sure and get those nutrients right into your body. And I'll tell you something, you do have control over that, over your health. Make sure that you're increasing your immune system for whatever comes our way. Also, make sure you get extra too right now. And it's a fantastic product. Just go to balanceofnature.com. All the testimonials are real. Make sure you put in the code Kate, my first name, K-A-T-E. You'll get 35% off and free shipping. What are you waiting for? Just do it. I'm serious. It's the best product. It really is. I really stand by this. It's just amazing. Balanceofnature.com. Can't say enough about it. We were just chatting about the Boilermakers. the Boilermakers Union how Biden lied that he was supported by them. And what did they say? Let's see here.
The Boilermakers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they said no. They actually endorsed the president. You know,
that's a pretty big mistake to make. I mean, honestly, here, let me play this for you. Here we go. Oh, I need sound. Here we go. Oh. Hold on just a second. Here we go.
I will end the Muslim ban on day one.
No, day this one. This is a commercial. This isn't about the Boilermakers.
That's a commercial. All his commercials are so horrific. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so tell me about the Boilermakers.
So the Boilermakers Union is huge. You know, they've been around. They were formed originally in 1893. They've had mergers with other unions. And actually, the name of it, this is what people don't understand. It's actually called the International Brotherhood of Boilermakers, Iron Shipbuilders, Blacksmiths, Forgers, and Helpers. Over the years, they've joined with the AFL-CIO.
Uh-huh.
They've merged with the International Brotherhood of Blacksmiths.
Mm-hmm.
The second merger they had was the Brotherhood of Drop Forgers. The third merger was another union called United Cement, Lime, Gypsum, and Allied Workers International.
Uh-huh.
They're huge, and they're huge in both the United States and Canada.
Hmm.
The Canada connection is kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we seem to be joined at the hip.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And so there's a lot going on with Canada involved in all of this process.
Right. So he gets out there and he lies about a pretty big union. And they were quick to correct that they were actually supporting Trump. Now, think about this, like, take a couple of steps back. Maybe we can all solve this riddle together. You have somebody like Biden who people flinch when they even think about Biden running for office. He doesn't have any support. It's always Trump or anti-Trump, but never pro-Biden anything. I haven't noticed anything. Nobody shows up for him. Nobody cares about him. He is 40 years in office, over 40 years, dismal career, terrible career, put his foot in his mouth every 5 seconds with President Obama, wasn't allowed to touch much because he was so idiotic about everything that they wouldn't put him in charge of anything. He just showed up on campaign trails, and then that was about it. But he was also muzzled at the same time because they didn't want him speaking because he just said the most awful things that were on his mind. So you have a guy like this who's perpetuated crime, boasted about it on video for Ukraine. You name it, he's probably done it, hair sniffing and all. Creepy hair sniffing and all. And this is the guy you choose to run for president? And we said this a long time ago. Are you trying to throw it?
Yeah.
Because you run the worst candidate out of the whole lot. I mean, one of the worst. I mean, what a joke he has been for years, and you try to make him into a credible candidate. Even though to this day, he's still lying through his teeth. Every time he gets up to the mic, he says something that's just horrific or he's lying. And this is his third go-round. And the other two ended because he was lying, too. So this is the guy you choose? This is the guy you choose? Or is this the guy you choose that nobody will miss when he's taken out right after he gets into office, if that's the case?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the guy that nobody will care about tomorrow when he suddenly just disappears off the scene because of they finally admit dementia, or they finally admit, or they just finally do away with
it? Or he has a stroke. Or a heart attack.
Yeah. And so it's just trying to throw the election. Well, maybe they're just trying to throw the candidate. I don't know. It's very bizarre. And people have asked me what I think about, and I know you probably got this question too, so I'll pose this to you too, Uncle Milty. What happens with COVID after November? Because they said lockdowns, but Dr. Scott Atlas said no lockdowns. There will be no more further lockdowns. But there are many pundits saying yes, and they're saying that the government will do more as we're gearing up for flu season, because it is the flu. Second wave of COVID's the flu. It's just the normal flu that we get that nobody ever cared about before. And so what do you think happens with COVID after November?
I think what's going to happen, if the president wins the election, he wins re-election, The minute that happens, he no longer has to worry about the election. And that's when the proverbial
stuff
mm-hmm. hits the fan. And they're going to start arresting some people. Mm-hmm. They're going to start putting things into motion. They're going to mm-hmm. end the COVID hoax.
Right.
Because he came right out and said this over the weekend. I mean, he basically mm-hmm. said there's not going to be any more shutdowns in the United States.
Yeah.
So, you know, nobody broadcast that.
No.
They don't want too many people saying that. But once the election's over, he can get away with saying a lot more things without it being used against him before the election.
Okay. You know, stuff's starting to come out. The NCBI, this article came out. So this is from our own health department that they said they asked that no autopsies were to ever be done for COVID. The CDC and the WHO ordered no autopsies ever to be done. And, of course, there were people around the world that were a little perplexed by this idea. Because they said, well, don't we learn from the diseases, as you keep calling them? Don't we learn from this as we can go in and dissect this?
Mm-hmm.
And they said no. They were forbidding people to do it. And the reason that they were using this information was to say, well, it's so contagious. It's so highly contagious, you know, you with your paper cloth mask. It's so highly contagious that they didn't want anyone dying from doing the autopsies. So, remarkably, at the Department of Legal Medicine at the University Hamburg, they went ahead and they found only one case of infection after their survey of 225 autopsies. They went ahead and did 225 autopsies because they thought it was a little nuts that they were pretty much told, you can't do this. You can't have autopsies. Never before in history have we ever said, don't do any autopsies. They were performed in a special autopsy room. And after the first 150, there were no cases of infection. So they were wondering what was going on. And then they got swatted by the CDC for doing those autopsies. And like what the CDC said, putting people in danger from doing the autopsies. When you have evidence like this coming out, and this is actually coming from our health department, by the way, just wanted to say, kind of perplexing.
May 28th, 2009,
mm-hmm.
CDC website.
Mm-hmm.
Guidance in this document reflects what we currently know about the novel influenza A H1N1 virus and safety handling of human remains during autopsy procedures to prevent transmission.
Mm.
I haven't read the whole article, but I'm sure it tells us there weren't many.
Yeah. Very interesting. So the reason I say that is because Dr. Scott Atlas has been saying history will show the corruption of the public health department. And it will show all their evil deeds and the things that they have done that are very corrupt. So on the heels of that, what is coming in November? I'm not sure, but if that was a precursor, that's kind of amazing. That's kind of neat that they're actually maybe starting to talk about that publicly now.
Well, it's close enough to the election where it can't really be used against them too bad. Like, you don't hear anybody coming out and saying the president's calling it a hoax.
Right.
He's actually not calling it a hoax. He's calling it a criminal enterprise.
Public health. And who's running the country right now? The governors are saying that the health departments are all running the country right now.
Uh-huh.
And so when the White House comes out and says, and their White House coronavirus guy says this, it makes me think that come November, you know, they might come out with more information, maybe. Let's hope, right? If not, if they get their way, and this is what I've said to people so far, they did get their way this whole year. And that is, to me, disheartening. Letting it take its course so that they could show the evidence, I understand that element too. Because they took over the airwaves and they actually got people thinking to be in so much fear that there was no way out of that situation unless they dial it down continuously to show evidence and proof, which is what's going on right now. There's a lot of evidence and proof coming our way. In fact, in that document that the CDC leaked or put out there, buried deep in the 30 pages in, it says that they don't have a sample of COVID. They've never ever isolated it. Okay, by now they would have done that. So that's very compelling as well.
Well, anytime the Democrats or progressives mm-hmm. are questioned about any of this mm-hmm. evidence that's starting to come out, mm-hmm. their answer is, it's just hyperbole.
Yeah.
It's just people saying mm-hmm. things with no evidence. Actually, all of the things they did against President Trump with the Russia mm-hmm. hoax.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're just trying to say they're just pulling another mm-hmm. Russia hoax on us.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, isn't that an admission they did the Russia hoax?
Yes, bingo. Oh, that's great. But this, yeah. And so will we have any results by Thanksgiving, I guess? What will we know by Thanksgiving? And this is why I think they just do not want families to gather. They are really trying to tell you that well, basically it's flu that's going to take over. And because I don't know if you guys remembered, but back in April, the CDC did downgrade COVID to flu. So quietly, very quietly. And that documentation is there to be seen as well. But here's the case scenario. A couple of weeks out from election is Thanksgiving, right? And they don't want families together. Governor Newsom in California has come out and said no more than three families at any one given house. COVID knows that if you're a three family or a four family family, so it can get you if you're more than three. And so he said no more than three families at any gathering. I don't know how he's going to impose that, but okay. But they don't want you gathering for that very reason. All the more reason to gather and talk with your relatives about this.
No, everything they're saying is that for this holiday season, just be alone.
Yeah, be isolated.
And there's a reason they want it that way. There has to be a reason.
Yeah. Do you remember the document? I went over this document from Canada yesterday. That document from Canada, and hat tip, Mike, thank you for this. It gave me a link to, they were soliciting for isolation camps in mm-hmm. Canada. And in sort of like an ad, but not. It was more or less just soliciting for a third party to be part of that system of isolation camps, because it had isolation camps listed in the document, just like they're starting to build on college campuses here. They're starting to build, you know, tented little, they've done this in Ohio, trying to do this in Ohio, build these tented areas where they want to put people for COVID, which is basically going to be the flu. Like Redfield, the director of the CDC, said, we don't know the difference between the flu and the COVID. So it's really all flu. So anyway, here we are. Will we have something 2 weeks after at Thanksgiving time? Who knows? It's going to be a really interesting month of November. That's all
it
I can say.
Yes,
I'm nervous because I always think now to expect the very unexpected.
It's going to move fast, too. Mm-hmm. Whatever happens, it's going to move at lightning speed.
Whatever it is. Just thought I'd bring you some of their plans. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. KateDalyRadio.com.